and welcome to On the Record News. It's Wednesday, the 8th of March. I'm Samira Balsara.
And I'm Cassie Argao. These are the stories we're following this week. Two skiers were injured in separate avalanches east of Pemberton, BC on Saturday. Avalanche Canada confirms both victims were airlifted by search and rescue to hospital and treated for injuries. They'd been rescued by other skiers in their groups. This is just the latest in a string of avalanches in BC this winter. So far this year, 12 people have died in six separate avalanches. Avalanche Canada are cautioning skiers to be very careful about which slopes they attempt.
Barrie police seized nearly $30,000 worth of drugs and thousands of dollars in cash. Police pulled over a man early Monday morning because the plates on his car didn't match the registration. Police say they discovered large quantities of crack cocaine and what they suspected to be fentanyl. Further searches by the police revealed that the driver was also in possession of heroin, meth, prescription drugs, and large quantities of Canadian currency. A 21-year-old Toronto man was charged, but police have yet to release his name.
Thousands of people protested in Athens on Sunday against the conditions that led to last week's train collision. The crash killed at least 57 people and injured dozens more. A passenger train with more than 350 people on board collided with a freight train in central Greece. After 3 days of peaceful protests, demonstrators hurled petrol bombs at police, who responded with tear gas and hand grenades. The train had been traveling to the northern city of Thessaloniki from Athens. It was packed with university students returning from a long weekend.
This year's Academy Awards are happening in Hollywood on Sunday. If you're like me and haven't been keeping up, here are the ones to watch. For Best Picture, The Banshees of Inisherin and Everything Everywhere All at Once are the leading contenders. For Best Actor, Austin Butler in Elvis and Brendan Fraser in The Whale. For Best Actress, observers say it will be Michelle Yeoh for her performance in Everywhere Everything All at Once. We can't wait to see who takes home the Golden Statue this year. And I hope Will Smith and Chris Rock stay far away from each other.
Actually, that won't be a problem, Samira. Remember after last year's brawl, Will Smith was banned from the Oscars for 10 years. We'll look forward to his comeback in 2033. In other news, it seems a lot of young people in Canada just aren't interested in getting a driver's license anymore. Not like previous generations. Here's reporter Aru Kaul with that story.
Still don't have your driver's license? Well, studies show that you're not alone. In fact, more and more young adults in Ontario are opting out of the so-called rite of passage. We are here on the TMU campus to find out why.
I live on campus, so I've just never really needed it.
I had one, it expired, and I live in BC, so there's no point in me getting one here. I also have really bad anxiety when I drive, so just driving for me just isn't an option, I guess.
And I guess I use the transit all around here, and I've just never really seen a purpose in me getting one.
Because I'm lazy and paying for the TTC every month is cheaper than paying for a car, that's all.
Yeah, so especially since I don't have a car, like I really rely on it here. As much as people hate the streetcars, I love streetcars, I don't know why.
It takes a lot of time and a lot of money to be able to test for one, and it's just not as accessible for somebody that lives downtown.
I have these really fun panic attacks when I drive, just being behind the wheel of a car. It's a lot of pressure for me, and I just feel like I just get really nervous behind a car, so I start to panic, and then like bad things can happen. So sometimes it's just not smart for me to be behind the wheel, so hence why I also don't have my driver's license for that reason.
For On the Record News, I'm Aru Kaul.
Thanks, Aru. That makes me feel better about failing my driving test twice.
Looking for something to do between classes? The school has got some events going on where you can kill time and learn more. Here's Jack Wannan with a roundup.
TMU is a busy campus with lots to explore and discover. This week is no exception, with lots of events coming up. I picked out some of the top campus happenings for this week's report. Tonight, the Student Gallery inside the Image Center will launch a new exhibit, Durga Raja's I'm Not the Artist, I'm the Photographer. The exhibit will launch from March 18th to April 1st and sees Raja present a retake on 10 notable artworks. The exhibit includes audio, video, and photography. A reception for the opening night, that's tonight, will start at 6. TMU is continuing to offer up events as part of their Climate Week. SciExchange, an outreach faculty for TMU's science department, is hosting a climate justice exhibit on Wednesday in the SCC lobby. The event is an audio-visual exhibit that will showcase how climate change has affected the lives of many. Are you an entrepreneur? Do you worry about doing business with the wrong people? Then this next event might be for you. The Social Ventures Zone is hosting a talk as part of their Caffeinated Innovators series on Friday, talking all about the red flags in entrepreneurship. Head to the Social Ventures Zone bright and early at 9:15 a.m. to learn about how to detect cautious business practices. In celebration of a new LGBTQ2S+ minor launching at TMU, the school is presenting a talk next Wednesday with two scholars. The talk will feature Dr. Lisa L. Moore, a University of Texas at Austin professor who teaches English and Women's and Gender Studies. We'll also hear from Dr. Bo Ruberg, an associate professor at University of California, Irvine, for Film and Media Studies. Head to the Peter Bronfman Learning Center at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, the 14th, for a talk that says it will provide thought-provoking discourse on literature, media, technology, and the LGBTQ2S+ experience. I'm Jack Wanden, and that's all the campus events I have for you now. Get out there.
All right, will do, Jack. Right after this broadcast, in fact. Now, something you can do this weekend off campus, but still in the city. The Toronto Sketchfest starts today and runs till Sunday the 19th. It's presented by Second City. Short films of comedy sketches, local comedians, and filmmakers will be there to talk to audiences. You can buy tickets now.
And a week from next Monday, that's the 20th, TMU will present the 15th annual Viola Desmond Awards and Bursary Ceremony. The Black Tie event celebrates the achievements of Black women within the wider TMU community, students, staff, faculty, and alum. Students can register to attend now. It's free and there's food, but you might have to rent your fancy evening wear.
Not doing that. So if midterm season was rough for you, I have great news. There are only 4 more weeks till the end of the semester, so hang in there.
Thanks, Samira. I can't wait. And that's it for today's show. For more stories from our OTR newsroom, please have a look at our website. That's ontherecordnews.ca.
I'm Samira Bulsara.
And I'm Cassie Argao. Have a great day and happy International Women's Day.